As you're being seated, please turn to page 113 in the Book of Common Prayer. I want to talk to you about something special that's about to happen, a prayer that you are about to pray, and where it comes from. When we were reading the scriptures today, we read a portion of the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 12. It's one of those amazing passages of scripture that, in my opinion, everybody should spend at least some time in their life memorizing that passage. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves, your bodies, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's such a powerful concept. It's such an important part of our Christian faith that it actually has made it into our liturgy, which is why I called your attention to it. Did it sound familiar when we read it in the scriptures? Because in just a few moments, as we're consecrating the bread and the wine to be the body and blood of Christ, I'm going to pray those words as part of the consecratory prayer. And when I do that, it's so important that not only is it in our liturgy, but we have some manual acts, and I want to explain those to you and invite you to participate with me. When I say that part, that here I offer and present my soul and body to the Lord, I'm first going to make the sign of the cross over myself to show that I'm marking myself for God. And then I'm going to put my hands on the altar. I'm going to lean up as if I'm climbing up onto the altar with the bread and the wine. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm placing myself, all of me, onto the altar as a sacrifice. And what I'm asking you to do is that's the point where you make the sign of the cross over yourself. And as you're kneeling down, you're also leaning over the pew in front of you as if you are putting yourself up there with me. I'm placing all of us onto that altar, and we are making a sacrifice of ourselves. It's important to remember that God is giving us gifts here. The most amazing and most miraculous of all gifts, the body and blood of His Son in Holy Communion. But He's giving that gift to us in exchange for a gift we give Him. You, all of you, your body and your soul on the altar. And in that moment, He makes us all truly one. Please stand.